Are you set this morning for an encounter? I said, are you set this morning for an encounter? Youth in the house, can you shout hallelujah? Glory to God. We're experiencing God's hand from the first day of this conference to this very morning. I will believe that it is from glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we have our pastors, our elders in this house this morning. I would like to quickly introduce our regional pastor. He's in our midst this morning, Pastor David Majiebo, all the way from Port Harcourt, you know, Port Harcourt Central. Thank you, sir, for honoring this invitation to come and be a blessing to us in Jesus' name. Taking us in the word this morning is our own dearest pastor, one of the choicest servants of God, a true son of the commission and of God's servant. He has been my mentor for over the years and up till now. Hallelujah. He was one time the coordinating pastor, Dunamis Youth Ministry. Can we celebrate God? Also once the Dunamis Youth Church pastor at Area 1, and is currently the pastor of Dunamis Kubwa Phase 4. Blessed with a beautiful wife and with two wonderful children. We are privileged to have in our midst our own dearest pastor, Pastor Jim Agatha, taking us in the world. Let's celebrate our father as he comes. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Let's celebrate our pastor. Is that how we celebrate our dear pastor? Thank you, sir.
If that was for me, that was certainly too much. But if it was for God, it was too little. Would you now put those beautiful hands together unto the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please, you may be seated in God's awesome presence. I'd like to join the coordinator of the youth ministry to recognize the presence of our dear and beloved pastor. He's an inspiration to me personally. His life has encouraged, inspired me. I have told him that one-on-one before. And he was my wife's pastor when my wife was still a young lady and a student at the University of Jos. And so he's a blessing to us and indeed a blessing to this great commission and to the body of Christ. The Lord bless you, man of God. Thank you for being here this morning to be a blessing. We also want to appreciate God Almighty and ultimately appreciate God's servant, our spiritual parents, Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Enche, through whom God has established this platform through which our lives are being impacted and transformed. I'd like us to put those beautiful hands together unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you mind rising on your feet for 1 minute? Ekiko, please, could you help? Iba o, Iba, Iba o, Iba, Iba o, Iba, Iba o, Iba, Iba o.
Blessed art thou, Son of David. Blessed art thou, Lord of Jesus. You are endlessly glorious, immaculately beautiful. I can go on and on and on. And my words are not enough. My vocabulary will prepare me, prepare me. But permit me to cry out, cry out.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory this morning. Again, we ask that you breathe upon this session. We ask that somebody's word will come that will give direction to a life, to a destiny in this place. In the name of Jesus, I connect to the resident unction on ground. The same at work on the life of God's son, my father in the Lord, Dr. Pastor Paul Enetche, that ancient, that primitive, prophetic and apostolic mantle that answers by fire. In the name of Jesus, at the end of the day, it's about to return glory to your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have worship. Please would you put those lovely hands together one more time unto the King of Kings. You may kindly be seated in God's awesome presence. I am decorated by the presence of my wife here this morning, Barrister Mrs. Lydia G. Magada. Thank you. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 8. God's handmaiden began to look on the character of Daniel yesterday. And we just want to pick a few things from there. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The subject this morning is the youth in dominion dash. Purpose and wisdom for dominion. Purpose and wisdom for dominion. The objective is understanding purpose and wisdom for dominion. Let me say up front that majority, if not all of what I shall be saying this morning are things I have heard at one point or the other, at one time or the other, from our spiritual parents. God's servants are spiritual parents. By way of introduction, we'd like to say that purpose refers to the reason why. The reason why. The reason why. That is, what is the reason for me? What is the reason for my existence? Why am I here? Why am I here? Secondly, we'd like to say that purpose refers to a very strong resolve or determination, a strong resolve, a solid resolve, a firm resolve, a firm determination. When we read in Daniel, and the Bible says, and Daniel purposed in his heart, it means Daniel resolved very firmly, very strongly, very, very, very pungently in his heart that he will not mess himself up. The lack of a strong resolve, the lack of a solid resolve, is the reason for many a failure in our generation. The journey of dominion in life and in destiny begins with a strong resolve, a solid resolve. It begins with purpose. Without a clearly defined purpose, without a clearly defined resolve, there is no way we can arrive at a meaningful destiny. I'm reminded of Ruth and Orpah. Ruth resolved, Ruth concluded, Ruth made up her mind. When she said to Naomi, he says, where you go, I shall go. Where you are buried, there I shall be buried. Your people shall be my people. Your God shall be my God. Orpah did not have that kind of a resolve. And that was why she went back. And that was why she faded out of history. Purpose is not something you can be advised against. When you make up your mind, when you have a determination, it is difficult. Gossman told us the other day that you come to the point in your walk with God, in your conviction, where not even your best friend can change your mind. It happened to me once when God led me and directed me to come to join this commission. I didn't know this commission. I had never heard the name of God's servant, our Father in the Lord before. I heard it for the first time from the Holy Ghost. Go to Abuja. Go to my servant, Dr. Paul Enenche. Go to Dunamis. Now, because I didn't know the ministry, I didn't know the man, I had no idea what it was. And I said to God, I mean, it was an audible voice, but I don't know him. And so I called a friend of mine who is around Abuja area, who supposedly should have an idea of ministries around Abuja, and he told me something that was discouraging. He said that, you know, God's servant Bishop Oyedepo, I said yes. He said, you know, he's a very hard man. I said yes. He said, this man is his son, and he's harder. Did you hear what I said? You know, what they refer to as hard is because of your solid principles. When people cannot withstand your principles, they begin to say you're a hard person. And he said to me that if it is Abuja, what you carry resembles a ministry called a particular ministry. And I would think that that is the place. Did you know, sir, that I went to that place? I was received open-handedly. Yes. In fact, instruction was given on the spot. Get accommodation for him. I went back home and the Holy Ghost said, that is not the place. I said, well, Lord, he said, the place I told you from the beginning. Guess what? It's like that friend of mine was set up as a monitoring spirit. Eh? When the Holy Ghost said, that is not the place, he called me immediately. He said, how far? I said, concerning this matter, don't talk to me about it again. What happened? I had made up my mind. A solid resolve. And here we are. It's been over a decade. Pursuing 2 decades. To the glory of God. It's not talking to anybody. a strong resolve. We made up our minds. We burnt every available bridge when we were stepping in here, and we said it is here or here. It is here or here. And here we are. And the journey is still on. It has not even started. Praise the living God. A strong resolve. Let me say this very sharply. Facts about purpose. Facts about purpose. Number one, God has a purpose for every single one of us. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. God has a purpose for every single one of us. None of us here is an accident of creation. We are carefully thought out. God said to his counsel, come, let us make man. You are not an accident of creation. You are a carefully thought out creation of God. Let us make man. All other things were spoken, but when it came to you and I, God summoned the counsel of heaven. He summoned the Godhead. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them, amongst other things, have dominion. Number two, your purpose precedes your creation. Your purpose precedes your creation. He said to Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. I ordained thee, I sanctified thee, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. If you go further, he said to pull down, to tear down, to destroy, to rebuild, and to plant. Your purpose. That assignment of Jeremiah, a prophet to his generation, preceded his creation. Number three, your purpose necessitated your creation. You were needed, that's why you were created. There is an assignment you are here on the face of the earth to carry out. As our faces are different, so are our assignments. They may be intertwined. They may dovetail here and there, but they are unique. They are peculiar. There is something that you can bring to the table, or that you bring to the table, that another person cannot do it like you. He's not talking to anybody. That's why you must not strive to copy anybody else. Locate yourself. Locate yourself. You see us here by the message of God in this commission. Pastor David Majebo is here. He's the son of the prophet, true and true. When he stands to minister, you feel the unction, you feel the fire. When somebody else comes to stand to minister, you feel the unction, you feel the fire. When our father, but there is a texture that is unique to everyone. A texture. Your necessity, or rather, your purpose necessitated your creation. Fourthly and finally, your purpose is not your idea. It's not your idea. Your purpose is not your making. Your purpose is a discovery. You discover your purpose. You discover why. The reason for your existence. Reminds me of God's Son, our Father in the Lord. He said he came to a point in life where he was at the crossroads. Either to go for their post-graduate studies, admission had been gotten, or they had even gotten appointments to go to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was inviting medical doctors. And they had the opportunity to also, you know, continue here in Nigeria in the field of medicine. And when that restlessness was on in his spirit, he took out 3 days to seek the face of God. And God said to him, that assignment I've been telling you about for a while now, the time for it is now. The time for it has come. And gave him all the details. Cut long story short, it is almost 30 years now since the existence or the commencement of that agenda of God. By next year, it shall be 30 solid years since this commission. So your purpose is your discovery. He discovered it. It was not an idea, a figment of his imagination. He did not just wake up and create it. That is why you find that when people begin to imitate, or people begin to mimic, or people begin to copy what God has not commissioned, it does not have a future. It doesn't last. What is the impact of purpose? What will purpose achieve? Don't forget that the subject we're dealing with is purpose and wisdom for dominion. What is the impact of purpose? Very sharply, purpose bears power. Number one, purpose bears power. 1 John chapter 3 and in verse number 8, the B part, it says, for this reason was the Son of God made manifest. He said that he might destroy the works of the devil. He says, for this purpose, purpose best power. You cannot destroy the works of the devil if you have not been empowered by God. Jesus at the baptism at the river Jordan in Luke chapter 3, the Bible says when he came out, he was led into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost, where he sought the face of God 40 days, 40 nights. And the Bible says in chapter 4, verse 18, he returned in the power of the Spirit. And that assignment for which he returned in the power of the Spirit for was to deal with the works of the devil. Verse 14. Number 2. Purpose births planning. Purpose births planning. Anywhere you see a man without a plan, it confirms that purpose is lacking. It confirms to you that purpose is lacking. Number 3, purpose births progress. Purpose births progress. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. He was progressing. He was going forward. In fact, he said concerning Jesus, and the boy grew, and the boy grew, and the child grew. He made progress. He grew in favor with men, grew in favor with God. He grew in stature. He grew in wisdom. And he says, and he increased. It bears progress. But what we want to zero in on this morning is purpose bears wisdom. And wisdom is the secret of dominion. Purpose births wisdom. And wisdom is key to dominion. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the possession of a workable, creative, innovative, and inventive idea. Proverbs 8 and in verse 12, the Bible talks about wisdom for witty inventions. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Witty inventions. Inventions that are out of this world. Inventions that are beyond, you know, human comprehension. Witty invention. Wisdom births, or rather, purpose births wisdom, and wisdom births dominion. And wisdom is the possession of a workable, creative, innovative, and inventive. Now, this generation is super blessed. This generation is super blessed. Because of the availability of technology and the opportunities that it affords us. So that if any one of us, a brother of ours was sharing with me just a few days ago, how he's developing an app. And that app is for security purposes, with which they'll be able to track all of these agents of the devil that are terrorizing the country. That for as long as there is a phone, even if it is this Palasa phone, and there is network, that app would zero in and fence off a particular area where that activity was carried out, and it will be able to identify the last 10 callers, that is the 10 calls before and the 10 calls after. That young man said to me when he was in the university, he built a website for his university. And they didn't want to give him the job at that time. And he bidded for it. He quoted for it for 1 million. While somebody else did the similar job for somebody else for 75,000. And then when they presented both jobs, there was something about his that one didn't have. And so he told them that, you see, if you want to make furniture, you either go to carpenter. There is carpenter who will knock wood. It is still furniture. You go to bedmate to pick furniture. It is still furniture. You go to Alibet. They are not the same. It's not talking to anybody. Our father in the Lord said, there is coat. The one that they make around Aba area is coat. Then the one they make around Turkey area is, you know, suit. Then you move from Turkey to Italian area. It's another level altogether. That there was a young man that designs suit for royalties. And he asked the man, how much do you design one like this? He said, 500,000. 500,000. Is it 500,000? About that time. And that was huge money. There is a young man in town here. He just marked his 50th birthday not long ago. And then he unveiled a Rolls Royce. And people are saying, And then when they began to list his clients, you had to humble yourself. He's not talking to anybody. So this generation is super blessed that the technology that, you know, is being made available, of course, it has its downsides. It's up to you to know how to manage it and then, you know, leverage on it and not let it control. Because when you go online, sometimes it can take you where, you say the Caribbean go where, I don't know. You understand? Help me. They carry me go where I don't know. It can carry you go where you don't know. But if you're a man of purpose, a man of vision, you would know what you went there to do, and you go there and do what you went there to do and come out. Praise the living God. So, friends, I'd like us to understand that we are in that dispensation where you have all the opportunities. You don't even have to travel out of this country to be earning in Forex any longer. There are people who are here and they are earning in Forex. And it's not a function of age. Is God talking to anybody here now? Secondly, what is wisdom? Number two, wisdom is the possession of breakthrough or world governing ideas. Breakthrough or world governing ideas. And all of these definitions are things I heard from Father in the Lord, like I said, at one time or the other, the possession of breakthrough or world governing ideas. Proverbs 21 and in verse 22. Proverbs 21 and in verse 22. I do justice. It says, a wise man scaled the city of the mighty and casted down the strength of the confidence thereof. A wise man scaled the city of the mighty and casted down the strength of the confidence thereof. Wisdom is the possession of breakthrough and world governing ideas. Breakthrough and world governing ideas. A young man testified here on Sunday, who is on his way now to America, graduate of the University of Jos, who developed, you know, a drone technology. It's a professor from America that wrote him. It's not he that wrote them. He's not talking to anybody. There are those who are writing and they are rejecting them. This one, they wrote to him and offered him admission and offered him all expense, tuition, everything, and pocket money. It's a living expense they are paying him to go and study. Praise the living God. Wisdom, the possession of breakthrough and world governing ideas. I stand by the unction upon this commission, and I speak over our lives, and I decree that at the end of this conference, somebody shall come up with that idea that will put you on the stage, that will put you on the forefront of your generation, that will cause you to be in stardom and to have dominion in the name of Jesus. Joseph was catapulted to the palace on the frequency of the wisdom that he exhibited. Pharaoh looked at him and said, "You said we should look for a wise man. From where?" He said, "There is none as wise and as discreet as thou art. You provide the solution. You will implement the solution." Is God talking to anybody? You provide the solution. You will implement the solution. Joseph was catapulted to the forefront on the frequency of wisdom. We said that purpose versus wisdom, and wisdom will put you in dominion. The man understood his purpose when he had those dreams, and he saw the sheaves bowing to him. When he had a dream and saw the sun and the moon bowing to him, he understood that he had the destiny of greatness. His purpose was to lead his generation, and when the opportunity came, he latched on it. We said, where there is no purpose, there is no plan. The man had a purpose. He had a sense of purpose, and he had a plan. He kept palace clothes with him in the prison. He kept shaving stick with him in the prison. And when he was invited, he quickly shaved himself and changed his garment. But where there is no purpose, there is no plan. Anywhere Bele face. He's not talking to anybody. Friends, I like you. Our Father and the Lord said to us last night, if you leave this conference and something does not shift, you did not come here. And maybe you came somewhere else. You didn't come here. But if indeed you came here, there is no way with everything that you've heard, even if the conference ended last night, you were more than okay. He's not talking to anybody. So I prophesy one more time, the wisdom of Joseph, the wisdom of Daniel, that put them all at the top in their generation, the same that is at work upon this commission, upon the lives of our spiritual parents, I declare the release of it in the name of Jesus. Please rise on your feet. Please rise on your feet. Let's lift our hands. If that shout was intended for God, it can be certainly better. Let's lift our hands towards heaven. And let's appreciate God for his word to us this morning. How do I access wisdom? At the place of prayer. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. At the place of prayer. At the place of study, the study of the Word of God. The Word of God, all Scripture, is the wisdom of God. At the place of fellowship, like we're doing now, David said, I had understanding, I got wisdom when I went into the house of God. At the place of association, who are your friends? Who do you relate with? And do you know association today is not only physical, it is also electronic. There are people who have associated with people online, and then it led to their detriment. At the place of association, associate wisely. And even in choosing a life partner, I read not long ago, sir, that the wife that you choose, that you marry, would determine your financial destiny. If you marry an extravagant, a Jezebel kind of woman, whose assignment is to be doing mascara, you understand? Then you are already doomed. But if you marry an Abigail, then there is security. In the same manner, the man you marry, it has eternal consequences also. It's not talking to anybody. So please shine your eyes. In this place where we are, such relationship can ensue. Nothing says it cannot happen. It's not talking to anybody. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Lift those hands higher. Go ahead and appreciate God for His word to us this morning. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. I'd like us to pray for 2 minutes and lay hold on wisdom. There is a wisdom that is from above. There is a wisdom that is sensual, that is earthly, that is carnal, that is materialistic, that is worldly. I'd like you to lift your hands to heaven and pray in tongues for the next 2 minutes. And make the man for the first baptism of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God for dominion. The wisdom of God for dominion. Answered, wave those hands and give Him praise, give Him glory, and give Him honor. Please, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Altar calls have been made severally, and I'm pretty sure it shall still be made again, even before the end of today. So I'm not going to delve into that. I want to thank the Lord, thank our spiritual parents, and thank the leadership of the youth ministry for this rare privilege to be a blessing. I want to believe that somebody is blessed this morning. Let's give Jesus a big round of applause.
If you are blessed by that tangible word of God, can you jump on your feet with a shout of praise? Lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God once again. Say, Father, thank you for the tangible release of your word this morning. I give you all the praise. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to make demand for the release of the wisdom of God once again this morning upon your life. The wisdom of God that has the power to transform and change your life. Say, Father, say after me, say, Father,
I make demands for the release of the baptism of your spirit, of wisdom upon my life that will change and transform my life and destiny. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to make demands. Father, we make demands for the release of the spirit of wisdom upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Baptize us afresh with your spirit of wisdom from above. The wisdom from above, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Let it change our story. Let it change our life. Let it transform our destiny. Rakapeke poparano koto. Father, I make demand for the baptism of your spirit, the spirit of wisdom that will change my story in the name of Jesus. And for this conference, I refuse to remain number. I refuse to remain the same. I want my destiny to change by the release of your spirit upon my life. Rakapeke poparada. 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 I receive a proper name, your spirit, for wisdom in the name of Jesus that will cause you to exist in perpetual dominion in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Can you clap your hands together below that God has answered our prayers? Clap those hands together in appreciation to God.